greetings. It is the great one himself, the founder, 16 years, 1999, right? All that stuff. I'm a little tired. I'm podcasting right now from on the side of a hill overlooking the historic cemetery in Deadwood, South Dakota, where Wild Bill Hickok is buried, also with some whore named Calamity Jane. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter because all women are interchangeable. There's no difference in women other than what they look like. Speaking of what they look like, I did see just today here in Deadwood, went to this bar. Deadwood is just this tourist city. Now, I'm sure there's some places that are not tourist, but the main strip and the adjacent area, it's just tourist trap. And I just wanted a fucking beer. And just getting a beer was more difficult than it needed to be. Because I don't want to go to a bar, you know, that's 1876, whatever it is, themed. And Wild Bill Hickok once farted here. And, you know, there's a bunch of people in here cosplaying that they're cowboys. Because it's bad enough that I'm surrounded by fucking motorcyclists who are cosplaying. I'm not sure what they're cosplaying as. But if you've seen the South Park episode about the Harley riders and being like 14-year-old girls and needing attention and blah, 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 blah. It's so goddamn true. Oh, God, it's true. I don't know what they're cosplaying as, but they are most definitely cosplaying. So anyhow, all I'm trying to do is just find a beer. I just want to go to a bar, just like a normal bar that has more than six beers on tap. And you know, the six beers aren't Budweiser, Bud Light, Coors, you know, but whatever. I just want to go somewhere and get a fucking decent-ass microbrew. Which I finally found one. And I found it at this place, and there was this waitress there, smoking hot. Oh my God. Like, on my scale, easily a 9.0. On the Clary scale, she would have been like a 73. Because Clary adjusts down. Because, you know, Aaron thinks that. Have we talked about Aaron Clary? Let me tell you guys about Aaron Clary. Aaron Clary. I'm slurring my words because I'm tired. I did just hike up this hill. It was rough. He's this guy that does things. He's written some books. He's got asshole consulting. And right now, he's expanding his business model. Very soon, you guys will be able to go to, asshole contracting. And you'll be able to hire Aaron Clary as a contractor to build your house because he's learning so much about building houses that he's going to start a new business venture, asshole contracting, when you actually need your house to be built on time and to actually be complete when it's going to supposed to be complete. That's his new business. That's coming. I'm telling you it's coming. Just trust me on this. Anyway. I'll really plug Aaron Clary. You can go to assholeconsulting.com. You can also go to captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. He wrote his first real post in a while recently. I kind of glanced over it, didn't really read it. I'm pretty sure it's something about how don't major in stupid shit and spend less money than you make, which is true. All right. But anyway, let's talk about more important things than Aaron Clary. That's hot chicks. You know, this chick was smoking hot, tall, thin, blonde, beautiful. Of course she had a tattoo. Because I'm pretty sure that there is a law in South Dakota that if you are a white girl, you have to get a tattoo on your 16th birthday. Because I'm not sure I've seen a white girl yet that didn't have a tattoo. And the other day I was working, we were doing a gig. And I saw three babes that were fairly smoking hot, including one of them. I did approach her, and she shot me down with the nastiest tone of voice she could muster. Oh, man. It was just fucking nasty. But she looked almost just like Alicia Silverstone in Clueless. And she's even driving the white Jeep like Alicia Silverstone drives in Clueless. at, oh my God, she was smoking hot too, but not as hot as the chick I saw today. Anyhow, we're not here to talk about girls, but I just wanted to get that out of the way because I have actually found a few hot chicks. I think I may have located another place other than Target where hot chicks gravitate to here in Rapid City, South Dakota. Anyway, here's what we're actually here to talk about. People. You know, the world would be a beautiful, beautiful place if it was only me, the CSU women's volleyball team, that cute chick in the restaurant down the hill here in Deadwood, and no tattoo artist. The world would be a beautiful place. This is in no particular order. This is just the order I have this stuff written down. You know, I'm tired of people using the word perfect. I had a conversation with a server the other day, and it went like this. You have a glass of water and a mango margarita, frozen salt. Perfect! And then for appetizer, how big are the fries? Oh, the fries are about average. Okay, let me get an order of the cheese fries. Perfect! Okay, so and now get the ribeye steak. How do you want that cooked? Medium rare. Perfect. What would you like for your sides? For my sides, I want a bowl of chili and a bowl of chili. Perfect. I'm not making this up. This is not an exaggeration. I'm so sick of perfect as a response. Can I put my dick in your mouth? Perfect. God damn. And every broad out there, tell me I'm wrong. Have you spoken to a woman lately? Or are you in your mom's basement playing computer games? But hey, if you've talked to your mom is a woman, I bet that bitch says the word perfect over and over and over too, doesn't she? This is another fucking woman thing. And women can't figure out why they make less money. Women can't figure out why men can't take them seriously. Women can't figure out why we want them to shut the fuck up and make a pie. Perfect. Oh, perfect. Perfect. So I go to Safeway to buy some fucking groceries. And there's this fucking boomer in front of me. And the boomer is doing this thing where he's got his grocery cart, okay? And he's pulling out each item, and some of the items he's putting on the belt for the cashier to ring up. And then other items, he's sitting, you know, back on the counter before the belt starts rolling, because basically what he's doing is he's sorting out what he can and cannot afford to pay for. So instead of figuring out what he can afford and not afford before he puts it in his cart, you know, the way that non-boomers do, the way that you and I do to then when we go to the grocery store, I can tell you this, I have never in my life, never gone to a fucking store, grocery store or otherwise, and put something in my cart and then got to the cashier and been like, oh, you know what, I can't afford this, so I just don't want to buy it. And this wasn't like one or two items either. This was like literally Hitler. 15 items. And so he's sorting this shit out, and I'm standing there watching him, trying not to kill him. I think the main reason I didn't kill him is because I was so bemused and baffled and enchanted and entranced by this whole transaction. This is the boomer. This is the boomer generation. My God, they have to fucking die. We've got to kill them. This is not a joke. We have to exterminate the boomers. And the cashier's looking at him like he's a fucking retard, because he is. And the little girl who's bagging, she's looking at him like he's a retard, because he is. And then he finishes, so now the girl who's bagging the groceries has to get a basket and collect all the stuff that the boomer didn't want to pay for and get rid of it. Now, here's the thing. The boomer couldn't afford to pay for the groceries, which he shouldn't have put in his cart in the first place. But you know what the boomer could afford? The boomer was wearing an official, licensed, because it says so on the shirt, official licensed Minnesota Vikings t-shirt. He could afford that. You know what else he was wearing? An official licensed Minnesota Viking baseball cap. So he can afford that, but he couldn't afford this can of beans. You know what else the boomer was wearing? He was wearing an official licensed pair of Minnesota Viking shorts. But he couldn't afford that package of beef jerky that he picked up and put in his cart because he didn't know he couldn't afford it when he was fucking picking it up because he's a boomer. Do you know what else this boomer was wearing? Would you, dear listener, like to take a wild fucking guess what socks the boomer was wearing? If by some miracle of miracles, by some chance of chance, you happen to guess that he was wearing official, licensed NFL Minnesota Viking socks, you would be correct. So he can afford all of that official, licensed NFL apparel, but he cannot afford a fucking package of cheddar cheese. I do not understand which part of the boomers must die. You do not understand, but the boomers must die. So I get this mail in my post office box here in Rapid City, South Dakota, where all of the white women have tattoos and virtually everyone is fat. And the piece of mail is addressed to a P.O. box and a street address. And it's not for me. It's for a company. And this company's not at this P.O. box. But I typed them into Google because I was going to be nice. And they are at this street address. So I write on the envelope, I say, you know, I wrote, not at this P.O. box, deliver to street address. And I even wrote the street address on the envelope again, even though the street address is already clearly visible on the envelope. And I took that and I threw it back in the mail because I figured, okay, they'll say, no, it came right back to me at the post office box. And what it is, it's a payment, it's a check. It's a check from some kind of theater to some kind of liquor distributor. And so I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, well, how much do I endeavor to help these people out? And then I thought about it, well, the liquor distributor, I don't give a fuck about them. And the theater, they completely support homosexuals and trannies and faggots and illegal immigration and Gay Pride Month and all this other shit. Why should I help them? So I took the check and I threw it in the fucking trash. So I call up Fidelity Investments. Because see, from many, many moons ago, back when I worked at the hospital, this is well over 20 years ago, I have this IRA, that retirement plan at the hospital, right? It literally, Hitler, has about $1,090 in it. It's had $1,090 in it forever. Because when you log into the Fidelity website and you bring up your account, it shows you this thing and it shows you this graph. Like, this is how much money you've made investing in our, whatever it is that this thing is invested in, right? And it's literally, Hitler, 0.01%. And then it shows you this comparison graph where it says, had you invested in the S&P 500, this is how much you would have made. And had this been invested in the S&P 500, it would have made a 40% profit. So Fidelity invested my money in something that made me a 0.01 profit instead of something that made me a 40% profit. Now, I don't know who at Fidelity thinks that putting that information on the homepage when somebody logs in is intelligent, but once again, people are stupid and incompetent. That's the whole point of this podcast. So I'm trying to get my money the fuck out of here, transfer it to my other IRA, where I have control over where the money goes, and where, I mean, you know, the stock market goes up and down and shit like that. I've made some money, I've lost some money, I make some money. It's the stock market. So anyway, I try to have the shit transferred automatically. It can't transfer because there's some kind of fucking hold on my account. So I'm like, God damn it. So I call these people up, and I get some fucking dingbat woman on the phone. And she has to verify me. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Well, where did you work when this was set up? And then she's like, what year did you start working there? And I'm thinking, how many normal people remember what year they started working at a job they had 25 fucking years ago? Like, who knows this information? I only knew this information because I have a file, a computer file, where I actually put all this kind of information because I know some fucking moron is going to ask me this question. And then the bitch is like, well, what year did you stop working there? I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. And I told her, I said, how much time do you waste every day with this stuff? Well, this is what we have to do for everyone who calls in. I'm like, I just have a goddamn question. I just want to ask you what this thing even means. Why do I need to do this? Well, we do this for everyone. I told her, I said, then you must waste a lot of people's time. So I finally get through this process of verifying who the fuck I am. And then she says, well, I don't have any record here of your IRA. Well, how do you not have a record of me? I mean, what did I just verify? You just asked. She literally Hitler, guys. She literally Hitler. Hitler. Hold on. I need a drink of water. Just cool your jets for a minute. Okay. Walk through me with this. Tell me if I'm wrong. The bitch, literally Hitler, just asked me, what year did you start working at the employer who set up the IRA? And then she asked me, what year did you stop working for the employer who set up this IRA? Then she literally Hitler told me she has no record of my IRA. If there's no record of my IRA, how could she have possibly verified the year I started and stopped working at the employer who set up the IRA? Do you see? It's all bullshit. It's 100% bullshit. She's asking me these questions. I could have given any fucking answer. She wouldn't have known if it was right or wrong because she has no fucking record. It's just bullshit. So anyway, then she's like, well, let me transfer you somewhere else. I'm like, oh, great. So I transfer to some other bimbo. And this bimbo, I'm like, yeah, I worked here. And there's an IRA. She says, okay, I found it. And then she goes into, okay, I'm trying to transfer the money to a different IRA. Oh, perfect. Okay, I have this thing. It's a lock. Can I get that lock removed? Oh, perfect. Yes, here's all you. I'm like, oh, God, if I hear the word perfect one more fucking time. So then she says, so log on to our site, and over on the left-hand side, there's going to be a link that's verifying. You click on the link, and I'm looking at the site. I'm like, it's not there. Oh, well, hold on. Let me talk to the IT department. I'm like, okay. So I'm on hold, and she comes up. Well, I talked to the IT department. Sometimes the link doesn't show up. Oh, sometimes the link doesn't show up. You know, sometimes our website just doesn't fucking work right. You know, we're Fidelity Investments. We're a multi-billion dollar international corporation. Sometimes our website just doesn't work right because, God forbid, our website would fucking work. Here's another thing that pisses me off. We're going to tangent for a minute because I'm here in Deadwood. I want to find a bar. I just want to go to a bar that has like at least 10 different beers on tap, because then maybe there's going to be something there I want to drink. That's all. And so I'm Googling. Oh, the fucking Google. I'm Googling on my fucking cell phone like a goddamn 14-year-old girl. Bars in South, and I'm going to their websites. Nobody's fucking website works right. And then when you get on there, it's like, do you have a fucking beer list on your website? No, there's all these bars, and you go, I just want a fucking list of what beer you have on tap. Like, literally Hitler, not one fucking bar website I visited had a fucking, just a simple goddamn list of the fucking beers that they fucking have on tap. Why? God damn it. Why is this so fucking hard? So the bitch is telling, well, yes, IT said sometimes the link doesn't appear. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it's not there. But I'm going to send you an email with a direct link to where you verify. I'm like, okay, great, thank you. And then she says, I'll also send you the paperwork in the mail just in case that doesn't work. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, great, fine. Well, so she sends me the email. I hope she sent the paperwork in the mail, because I click on the link. The link doesn't fucking work. But perfect. Everything's perfect, guys. It's just perfect. AutoZone. So I go to AutoZone. So I don't remember if I told you this or not. I got a car. It's a Subaru. It's an okay car. It's got a lot of rust on it. It's going to fall apart eventually, like everything does. But it's a nice little car. I enjoy driving her. It gives me, you know, it gives me something to swap off with the $4,200 pickup truck. So I got my little Subaru, and my little Subaru and check engine light comes on. Guys, I'm just letting you know, Aaron Cleary. Let's talk about Aaron Cleary for a minute. Aaron Cleary, CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com, asshole consulting. He is a very intelligent man, very intelligent. Sometimes he has terrible taste in music. He has terrible taste in women. And with the exception of his girlfriend, who is a very nice young lady, and that wasn't like a that, like that that wasn't like some kind of that was me actually clearing my throat. That was not like me saying she's a nice young lady. No, she isn't. She is a nice young lady. She's much nicer than Aaron Cleary. And well, my train of thought just derailed. Clary. Okay, his taste in women sucks. His taste in music sucks. And he is not an auto mechanic. Okay, Clary's like, oh, don't worry about it, great one. It's just an O2 sensor. So anyway, it's not an O2 sensor. And so I take it to AutoZone, which Clary did suggest, which, see, even a guy who doesn't know jack shit about automobiles, like Aaron Cleary, I would not trust him to change my oil. Even Aaron Cleary can be right occasionally. We'll take it to AutoZone, and they can stick their little computer on there and read the diagnostic code. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks, Cappy. Do I owe you anything for that asshole consulting? He's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. That's what you owe me, you little shithead. I said, thanks, Cappy. And I said, hey, Cappy, one more thing, though. So while I'm at AutoZone and they're plugging in the diagnostic computer and they're checking out what the error code is about, how do I get the girls? And Cappy said, go fuck yourself. So I go to AutoZone. They plug in the computer. And it's some kind of fucking EVP or something cylinder that's got charcoal in it or some shit. I don't fucking know. So I'm like, okay, so I need this thing. I'm going to order the part. Because I don't know if I can change it. I don't know where it is. Like at this time, I have no clue. Can I change it? I said, just order the part. Whether I change it or whether I take it to the shop to be changed, I'm still going to need the fucking part. So just order the part. And they said, oh, look, our other store over here has it. It'll be here in 24 hours. 24 hours. 24 hours. I'm like, okay, great. All right, so, you know, a couple of days go by. I'm like, nothing showed up yet. So I call him up and say, hey, how's this? Hey, where's my part? And the guy, oh, I'm punching in the computer and I give him my phone number. He punches it in there. He's like, oh, yeah, no, it's not here yet. It's on its way. I'm like, okay, 24 hours, sure, okay. And I didn't sweat it because I was back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. The car is up here in South Dakota. So I get back to South Dakota. So, I mean, this is like 10 days now since I was told 24 hours. It's 10 days, at least, possibly more. So I call the place up. I said, hey, where's my part? Because at this point, I've already made an appointment to take the car into the shop to get the fucking part changed and get it diagnosed because I did some more research on what was going on. There were other, we don't need to go into it, but there were like other symptoms with the car and shit like that. And I had a really good idea what was actually wrong with the car from using the interwebs. And it turns out I was right. It was exactly what I thought it was. And it cost me about $400 to get it fixed. And so I call up AutoZone and says, where's my part? The guy says, oh, I don't have any record of this part being ordered for you. I mean, literally Hitler, guys. I have no record. There's nothing in the system of this part being ordered for you. I'm standing here with a piece of fucking paper in my hand where with a receipt, because I've already paid for the part. I got a receipt in my hand where I paid for the part that they were ordering for me that was going to be here in 24 hours. He said, let me let you talk to the manager. I said, that's a good fucking call. Is it on my list? Hold on. So I call the Subaru dealer where I took the Subaru, right? So I'm calling them up the day before I'm taking it in for my appointment. I made my appointment to get the car checked on the internet, which shockingly enough was actually efficient. There is a little bit of efficiency. Okay, so I call him up the day before I'm taking it in. I say, hey, I'm bringing my car in tomorrow to get some stuff done. Well, actually, I call him up. She said, well, how can I direct your call? I said, I need to talk to the service department. Okay, now this is key. How can I direct your call? I need to talk to the service department. Well, what do you need to talk to them about? I'm bringing my car in to have some service done. Well, are you bringing it in for an oil change or a tire rotation? No, I'm not. I'm bringing it in because this little canister is messed up and this little injector thing might also be messed up and I need those changed and I'm trying to find out how long this is going to take so I can plan. Do I just drop the car off and pick it up that day or am I going to need to get a ride home or can they give me a shuttle or, you know, what's this? She said, oh, well, I'm not really sure how long that will take. Let me transfer you to the service department. It's like, hey, bitch, what if you would have just transferred me to the fucking service department like I fucking asked you to at the beginning of this conversation? But no, you need to waste 30 fucking seconds of my life. Now imagine this bitch is on the phone and every time someone calls, she wastes 30 seconds of her productivity at work and 30 seconds of their day. How much time is being wasted? I said, transfer me to the fucking service department. Do it, you goddamn whore, and shut your fucking mouth. This is what I am fucking sick of. That right there, 100 times a day, I encounter that. AutoZone, we have no record of your order. Well, that's funny. I have a fucking receipt right here where I paid for it. So maybe you should fucking find the record. So I'm talking to the manager at AutoZone, and I'm starting to get pissy. I'm like, look, you lost my part. Cancel the order. I want my money back. And I got a little pissy, and he's like, I'm trying to get your money back. I'm like, okay, man, but I'm just, because I was just tired of this shit. And he got me my money back. But it's like, why do I have to go through this? Why is every fucking day of my life interacting with other humans, it's like this. We have no record of your receipt. How can I direct your call? Oh, well, now before, instead of just sending you to the service department like you asked me to, let me ask you some questions to determine that I can't possibly answer your questions because I'm just a chick who answers the phone. How would I know anything about how long it's going to take? But let me take 30 seconds out of your fucking day and waste it. And it's just over and over. I go in the bar today, and I go in the bar, and I sit down at the bar, and the bar top in front of me is dirty. And the staff is standing behind the bar, you know, talking and chatting. Guys, when people get up from the bar, when they walk away, wipe down the fucking bar where they were so the thing is clean. So, and then the guy comes over, he's like, can I help you? Well, let's see, I'm in a fucking bar. I'm sitting at the bar. How about you hand me a fucking drink menu? Like, why do I have to tell, why do I have to sit there and go, yes, can I, do you have a beer list? And the, oh, yes. And then he goes and gets the beer list and bring me the fucking beer list, you moron. I'm sitting at a fucking bar. Like, why? Why is everyone retarded? What the fuck do you think I'm in here for? To look at the hot waitress? I mean, yes, I am going to look at the hot waitress while I'm here. I'm going to lament the fact that she has a tattoo and has ruined her body. But I am here for a fucking beer. Bring me a fucking beer menu, you fucking retard. Wipe down the fucking beer so I don't have to sit here and look at the spilt beer from the person before me on the bar top. So I'm in Walmart, and this fucking boomer is in line in front of me. And you know, they got all the shit on the racks there right when you're checking out, the impulse buying shit. And the boomer, like, knocks something off of the shelf, and the shit falls on the ground. And the boomer turns around and looks down and looks at the object he knocked on the ground. And then turns away from it and goes about his business. Like, boomer, you knocked that off. Pick it the fuck up. I'm in downtown Rapid City, and there's this fat person, which narrows it down to 97% of the population of Rapid City, wearing a fucking Sturges shirt, which narrows it down to 94% of the percentage of population. There are so many people here. Again, I don't know what they're cosplaying as, but they got their Sturges shirts and their motorcycle shirts, and they got their vest. And a lot of them, they got their vest, you know, army veteran and shit. I'm sure some of these people are actually in combat, but I will bet you $1,000 if I could line them up and get their actual military records, half of these people were file clerks and x-ray technicians. These were not motherfucking 11 Bravo infantry soldiers. They're too fat and they're too retarded looking. It's just, they're all cosplaying. It's literally Hitler fucking cosplay. At least when girls cosplay, it's like, oh, she's dressed up as Supergirl. Oh, she's dressed up as Poison Ivy. Oh, she's dressed up as Wonder Woman. I don't know what character these morons are cosplaying as, but it is pure fucking cosplay. So there's this fat piece of shit with his gut hanging over, wearing his Sturges shirt, his pants are drooping down, and he just is smoking his cigarette, and he takes his cigarette, and he just throws it on the ground and walks away. Is he a boomer? Of course he's a boomer. Did this gig, the guitar player, he fucking pops open his beer, throws the fucking beer cap just on the ground. I have no tolerance for that level of shit. Dude, I told you guys this on the podcast. In Fort Collins, I started throwing my trash on the ground. I did. Because you know why? Because I hate Fort Collins. And I have lost my respect for that city and the people there, and I don't care. I'm out here on the side of this hill, overlooking a cemetery, overlooking Deadwood. There's trees all around me. The breeze is blowing. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. Absolutely beautiful. And I respect that beauty, and I respect nature, and I respect these trees, and I respect those graves, and I respect those dead people, and I respect these ants, and I respect those flowers. I respect and appreciate and love all this stuff. I would not throw my trash on the ground here. And so when I see some piece of shit, like this fat fucking Sturgis shirt wearing boomer with his pants drooping down, throwing his cigarette on. Dude, if you dislike it here that much, get the fuck out. Better yet, you're a boomer. Kill yourself. Make the world a better place. Then the guitar player throws his trash on the ground. I forget what it was. He has some kind of trash. He throws that on the ground. And then we're working on the stage and we're putting this ladder up and the ladder is near his equipment. He's like, you know, that equipment is worth a lot of money. You better be really... It's like, dude, you need to shut the fuck up. This guy had a major attitude. I wanted to fucking punch him in the face. Once again, though, you know, I'm on company time. I'm wearing the company t-shirt. I gotta fucking behave myself. It's like, yeah, and all this equipment that the company I work for brought to this concert, it cost a lot more than your little fucking faggoty-ass guitar. So go fuck yourself, okay? You're nobody. You're a fucking little dinky-ass local band that plays really shitty music that no one gives a fuck about other than a bunch of fat, drunk, white girls with tattoos. Because that's what the audience was. And boomers. And boomers. And then, like, the number of retards that I see with muzzles on their children around here. And here in South Dakota, there's something, or at least Rapid City area, there's something about children and car seats. There's all these billboards about, is your child sitting in the right seat of the car? Because, you know, the kids are, remember when you were a kid? If you're over, I don't know, if you're over probably the age of 40, and you would ride in a car like a normal person, you'd get in the fucking seat and just ride. You'd be a little kid. You'd be walking around in the car and jump. And now it's like, oh my God, why is your child in the front seat? It's dangerous. What? And this is like a thing here in Rapid City is all these billboards about making sure your child is in the right seat in the car, as in the back seat, and is the child in a child seat, and all this other gay-ass horse shit, because, God, everything is so dangerous, and we just have to make everything safe. Everything has to be safe for the benefit of women and boomers. Hang on, I gotta flip to my next page of notes here. How long have I been ranting? Oh man, I should wrap this up soon and go back into town and get some food. Get out my other water bottle too, because I'm gonna need it. U-Haul! So the last time I went back to the People's Republic of Fort Collins, I had made a reservation to get a pickup from U-Haul. Because I originally, the long story, very short, I thought I was going to take the Subaru back to Fort Collins, but then the Subaru had that engine problem that we just talked about, and so I ended up taking the $4,200 pickup truck back to Fort Collins. But under the assumption that I was going to take the Subaru back, I had reserved a U-Haul pickup truck for one day, you know, the local $20 around town thing, so that I could shuttle stuff to my storage unit. So anyhow, it turns out because I took the pickup back to Fort Collins, I didn't need the U-Haul. So I go to cancel the U-Haul. So you got to sign in. Of course, you got to have a fucking sign in for everything. You got to create login credentials and all this other horse shit. So I log in to cancel my reservation. And I'm looking at the page. You can modify it, but nowhere in there can I find a goddamn cancel button. My Jesus fucking Christ, man. So I gave up, and what I did is I rescheduled the reservation for August the 31st. So basically, I kicked the can down the road. So I'm like, I'll deal with figuring out how to cancel it later. Right now, I just don't want to have to go pick the thing up. So anyway, later on, I got on the U-Haul website, and I went in the chat thing, and I actually managed to get them to fucking cancel it. So meanwhile, other stuff is happening. I need a box. Literally Hitler, one box. And I'm looking at the U-Haul shit, and they've got the boxes, and the box is the size that I need. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to the U-Haul place. And this is the same one where I was going to rent this trip pickup from. I'm going to go to the U-Haul place. I'm going to buy a fucking box. So I go to the U-Haul place to buy a box. And there's a line of people. I'm like, all right, how long can this possibly take? I think you know the answer. So there's this woman in front of me, and she's trying to rent a fucking truck. And so the guy's talking to her. He's like, okay, so what's your contact? And it's the same thing that I was going to rent. It's a, you know, a truck for 24-hour local rental. And after hearing this, I was really glad I didn't have to go get my rental. All right, so the guy's talking to her. Leo, what's your name and your address? Blah, okay, blah. He says, okay, now I need a secondary contact. Okay, you know, and I'm thinking a secondary contact for a 24-hour rental on a fucking U-Haul truck. Okay, fine, whatever. So she gives him a name and a phone number. And he says, okay, well, now I need a third contact just in case. And she's looking at him like he's an idiot. I'm looking at him like he's an idiot. He's standing there looking just like an idiot. And I'm thinking, a fucking third contact? To rent a goddamn... I'm thinking, well, I'm glad I didn't try to rent the fucking truck because I don't have a secondary contact or a fucking third contact. I mean, what if I take the... What? If I take the truck and I steal it and I go to Mexico, like, what good does it do for you to call... What the fuck is this? Here's $20. Give me the fucking truck. I'll bring it back when I'm finished. Why do what I have to spend, once again, all this time? How much time is wasted by this fucking moron at the U-Haul place asking every single person who wants to rent a fucking truck for 24 hours local use for a secondary and a tertiary contact? How much productivity is gone, and why hasn't anyone killed this motherfucker yet? Jesus fucking H. Christ on a goddamn fucking stick. So I go to the fucking DMV here in Rapid City. Well, they're in Rapid City, because I'm not here in Rapid City right now. I'm here in Deadwood. Watching the sun go down over the cemetery. Man, it's beautiful out here. It really is. It's lovely. Now, you guys may remember I told the story. If you haven't heard this story, let me tell the story real quick. People's Republic of Fort Collins, Colorado. DMV. I got to go down there and get plates for the $4,200 pickup truck when I bought it, right? So you go on the internet, you make an appointment to go in and get your plates. You show up, there's a kiosk where you check in. The kiosk, it says up there, do not check in more than 15 minutes before your scheduled appointment. So I'm standing there, it's like, bam, 15 minutes before my appointment. I fucking check in on the kiosk, I sit down. Like maybe a minute two later, they call me. I go in, I get my shit, I walk out of the DMV with my fucking plates before my appointment is even scheduled to begin. Okay? I always give props where the props are due. They have got that shit down to a fucking science. It is like a machine. It is like a slaughterhouse. Cows. If you go into a slaughterhouse, there's not a bunch of cows just standing around in line doing nothing. The cows are going down the chute, and then they go down there, and they come over here, and then bam, the bolt hits them in the fucking head, destroys their brain, they fall down dead. Efficiency. Efficiency. Right? You get those cows in there, bam, you bolt them in the head, you get those pigs in there, bam, you kill them, you get the bacon. You get the Juden in there, bam, you get them in the oven, you wash them, into the shower, you wash them down right into the oven. Efficiency. A machine. efficient. No wasted time. Constant movement. Whoo, boy, Rapid City. Online appointment? Oh, no, no, we're not going to have any of that. Information on the fucking website clearly explaining what documentation you even need to register the vehicle? Oh, no, we're not going to have that. So I find the form I think I need to register the vehicle, and I download it, and I fill it out, and I print it, and I fill it out, and I take it with me. I get to the DMV, and there's a line. Oh, my God, there's a line. Now, nowhere in the DMV are there any signs on the wall. Once again, unlike People's Republic of Fort Collins, you go in the DMV, there's signs plastered everywhere. To register a vehicle, you must have this, 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 and this. Like, there's signs everywhere telling you what you need to have. You can walk in the door, look at the sign, go, oh, I need this, this, I don't have that. All right, I might as well go home. Except you wouldn't do that because you would have made an appointment. And on their website, they actually tell you what you need to register your fucking vehicle, unlike Rapid City. So I'm standing there like, they got signs. There's one sign that says, for something along the lines of, for purposes of social distancing, stand on the red dots. So I'm looking down at the floor, because there is no social distancing going on, which I'm fine with, okay? But just hear my point. I look down at the floor, there's no red dots on the floor. There's a sign on the wall that says, for purposes of social distancing, stand on the red dots. But there are no red dots on the floor. So somebody took the red dots off the floor, but they didn't take the sign off the wall. And the sign, by sign, okay, by sign, I mean 8x10, 8x11, whatever it is, standard piece of printer paper with just his words printed on it and scotch taped to the wall. So we took the red dots off the wall, but we can't pull down the sign telling people to stand on the red dots because white people in South Dakota are stupid. Stupid. It's universal. There is no escaping it. I told you guys before I even came here, I said, they're still going to be stupid. It's just going to be a different kind of stupid. Well, it is. It's a different kind of stupid. There's another sign that says no more than one person at the counter at a time. And again, everyone's ignoring it. There's like two and three people up at every counter. Guys, just take the sign down. Can you take, it's this banner hanging on the wall. Can you take the banner down? If you're not going to actually enforce this stupid rule of only one person at the counter at a time, can you take the fucking banner down? So it took me about an hour to get through the DMV. Once again, to give credit where credit is due, once I got to the counter, the woman who was helping me out was very efficient, knew I was going. Oh, so then it's like I show her my driver's license. It's a Colorado driver's license. She's like, oh, if you have an out-of-state driver's license, we need an additional form of identification, like a passport or a social security card or whatever, which I could not find this information on their fucking website. However, because the Great One has dealt with stupidity, otherwise known as bureaucracy, otherwise known as the government, previously, I knew to bring those things with me. So fortunately, I had my social security card and my fucking passport. Otherwise, I would have wasted that hour of my life for no fucking reason. Because nowhere on the form does it say if you have an out-of-state driver's license, you must have an additional form of identification. Not on there. You just have to fucking figure this out the hard way by standing in line and then being told this. Because we can't put that information on the website, just like the fucking bars can't put their fucking tap list on the fucking website. Because we would not want our website to be useful to anyone, because we want to waste your fucking time, because your time is our time. And finally, to wrap this up, people that annoy the fuck out of me, is pretty much every cocksucker on a motorcycle. I'm so serious about this cosplaying thing. I do not know what they're cosplaying as, but it is literally Hitler. They are fucking cosplaying as some kind of goddamn anime characters or something. It's grown men. Oh, here's another thing. Grown men who are doing this vaping thing. And it's like these giant boxes. I'm not making this up. If you haven't seen this, there's like these giant boxes, like 2 inches wide, like 4 inches tall, and like 4 inches long. It's this giant box, and there's this giant fucking nozzle in it, and they stick these things in their mouths, you know, and then blow. Like, you look retarded. So it's this big fucking fat white guy covered in tattoos with the fucking gut hanging over and this long ass fucking hair, and he's a boomer and he's got this vest on, and he was in Vietnam and Korea and World War I and World War II and Iraq and Afghanistan and all this, none of which I fucking believe. And he thinks he was a fucking U.S. Army Airborne Ranger Pathfinder. I'm just like, yeah, you were a fucking file clerk. You know, and he's sitting there sticking this thing in his mouth and sucking on it like it's fucking Anthony Dream Johnson's dick. You know, and he's got his little fucking Trump flag on the back of his fucking shiny Harley that he only drives once a year when he comes up to Sturgis. I'm just like, just stop it. Just fucking stop.